Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Harry Duke, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti. Joining us this morning is Len Maraballa, Executive Director of the Catholic Charities of Sonoma County. Welcome, Len.
Thank you.
Imagine that Catholic Charities is quite busy these days as a result of our recent wildfires. How are you guys doing?
Yes, we're very busy. The first week was really crazy because we had many staff members out being evacuated. Meanwhile, we have to operate shelters and keep them safe. Fortunately, we didn't have to evacuate any of the shelters, and they all survived and intact. And so that was great for the residents that they were able to be safe. Our headquarters office, Northern Santa Rosa, was evacuated. We were out of there for about 10 days, so we had some programs that we had to cut back. But fortunately, our shelters and programs that address the homeless in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County were operating, I don't want to say normally, but they were operating.
And they're at 100% capacity, as I understand.
Yeah, they were at 100% capacity before the tragedy, and they continue to be at 100%. We brought a few more people in that were able to be discharged from the hospital to give the hospital a little relief. But they're full, and not only are they full, but we always have a long waiting list to get in. So we don't have any spare capacity whatsoever.
All right. Well, let's talk about how the community can support Catholic Charities in their endeavors. The first thing they can do is donate funds, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
And how would they do that?
They can go to our website and donate funds through that is the best way to do that.
And the website name?
It's CatholicCharitiesSantaRosa.org.
Okay. And as far as items, this is a big issue right now. This county was inundated with donations. What specifically would you be looking to accept as a donation?
Yeah, that's difficult because our needs change day by day. So if I say something today, it's different tomorrow. And in reality, we are in some areas we have too much that we can't handle. Our shelters, we don't have a lot of space to put things, and we use every bit of space for our people that are residents there. So financial assistance is the most appreciated. And look at it this way. That allows us to be nimble and to go to what we need at the time we need it, buy in bulk and buy exactly what we need. So while it sounds a little, self-serving, that is the most effective way to really help our people that we have in residence.
And how about folks who'd like to volunteer?
Yeah, we have a volunteer. Go to our website and you'll find a volunteer connection there. And absolutely, we use volunteers. Just a little bit of background. We have about 145 staff members, professional staff. And in a year, we use more than 1,500 volunteers. So the volunteers are really important to us. So we will match volunteers up. Given their capabilities, their interest, their time, we will match them to the proper assignments.
And how would somebody go about volunteering?
Again, contact Catholic Charities would be the right way to do that.
Via the website.
It'd be the website.
Okay. Yeah. Now talk about Catholic Charities' involvement in the community on a day-to-day, regular situation basis.
Well, on a day-to-day basis, we address homelessness and poverty and other things too, but let me concentrate on homelessness and poverty. We have outreach teams that are going out to engage people that are homeless to try to convince them that they should come into services, and we will get their information. If we have people that are coming to us through our entry programs, our focus is on housing. We always want to house people as fast as we can. The shelter may be a stopping point along the way, but our focus is always on housing. So we are the coordinated entry point for Sonoma County for all the shelters and housing opportunities for people that are homeless. And we work with our partners like COTS and Petaluma and other partners in order to find housing for people. And so that's one of the major things. The other thing we do very much is resource connection and benefit enrollment. And that's really been active during this tragic situation where we're dealing with people that have lost things, lost everything. And how do you navigate that to help them navigate it? Get enrolled with CalFresh, get enrolled with whatever benefits that they have available to them, help them navigate through that difficulty.
Terrific. We've been speaking with Len Maraballa, Executive Director of Catholic Charities of Sonoma County. If you'd like more information on either how you can assist them in their work or volunteer, go to their website, which is srcharities.org. Thanks for joining us, Len.
You're welcome.
This is Harry Duke for Sonoma Spotlight on KRCB.